Paul, it's easy to say play the same way, but what does it say about the growth of your group that you were able to put together a similar effort but find a way to get the result?
Just tie it in a little bit better. We were better in the first tonight than we were in the first last night, but overall, back-to-back, real hard games and real simple games that we got a lot of offense in those games. So that's the real takeaway from it, that we can, and we were good tonight on a lot of those little details, but patient details about your routes that you run on your breakouts, things like that, and indirect pucks, and make plays when they're there, but don't force any of them, and you're still going to put up a big chunk of shots and get lots of looks.
Is that first goal a good example, too? A guy takes a hit to make a play and
yeah,
just sort of hard
simple
work.
Simple through and a grinder, right, and then puck to the net real clean. That line was had a major impact on what the other lines were able to do. They went out in a shutdown role, scored the game-winning goal, and then let the other lines go to work against more of a skill kind of situation. So they're important to us, especially at home, has been great. They've kept good players off the board and found also every once in a while a way to generate offense.
We talked about your best players needing to be just that yesterday after the game as well. It seemed like that Scheifele line from the first shift on really were driving your group today.
So they put up 17 shots last night and come away without anything, and it's frustration, but they didn't change their game. That's the fear that you have when you have an offensive group that aren't getting results, final results, goals and assists, that they will start playing perimeter games or look for a different kind of offense. They didn't do that, and they were rewarded, from a coach's point of view, more in terms of quality of play, real good play. If the puck doesn't go in the net for them, it's still not the end of the world because their play's right.
You used the word frustration, sort of Blake from last night, but how fine a line is it where this one could have maybe gone the other way because of the frustration of last night?
Yeah, I don't... So there's definitely individual frustration, right? When they get those kind of chances, those guys expect themselves to score. But you don't... losing confidence is far more dangerous, right? They're a little frustrated. Things didn't go their way. They handled it right. Things went the right way. It's always a very fine line. But you need to stay in the game with the style of game that you play best. And they did that. So I mean, we're all very frustrated with the result last night, but it was a hard road game, and they did some good things too. I wasn't frustrated. I can't use the word. You just don't like the result. But I liked their last two games an awful lot. Coming off the game that we played Chicago, we hadn't played particularly well, and the two prior to that were pretty darn good. So I didn't want to see the results and our last five or six game chunk become a story when we're playing okay in this kind of grind. You look around, this is a grind for everybody right now. We go back on the road tomorrow. Confidence is everything.
You've talked before about Josh Morrissey starting out as an offensive defenseman and turning it around, becoming extremely defensive, maybe one of the best you have, maybe the best. And then you see those flashes of offensive brilliance that he has here tonight. You talked about teams playing right, being patient, waiting for those moments. Does he not almost perfectly symbolize that player?
So, yes, is the answer. We've got a player that we know has skill and offensive skill. And he takes his role first because of the quality of his play. He plays against the other team's best or in a shutdown role every night, so he's not cheating or leaking or jumping into holes to try to get some numbers that would get him noticed more as an offensive player. We know it's there. He's looking for it, I think, a bit more, which we're fine with. The next stage for him will be running on the back end on one of the power plays. That'll be where his numbers will increase drastically. We don't want to add four or five more minutes to a player's game when we love the game that he's playing, but he's going to force himself into that position by his play.
Given how instinctual offense would be to him, I mean, for most of his life as a hockey player, how difficult is it for someone not to act on those instincts and play the right way, especially in games like the last two nights?
I think it's very difficult for most players, but Josh is he has a really high hockey IQ. He understands and he's respectful of what we need from him to win, and he's accepted it. So we have guys now that are learning how to accept fewer minutes, and it's a little bit of a challenge for them at times. And why everybody wants to play more, produce more, score more, get paid more. And we, in Josh's case, he's at the forefront of understanding of what it's going to take for our team to win, is for him to play the role that he's playing. When the offense there, that's fine, but don't cheat for it, because we need you to play against the other team's best.
Given that game yesterday where their goaltender, you know, pretty much steals one for them, and the frustration that can come from that, did you, before the game, I don't know if you talked to him or noticed anything, but did you feel Hellebuyck was coming into this game with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, a little bit of payback?
I think Connor, we had talked about that rotation. He's been so really good at home, but he looked fresh and rested and sharp and big and strong in the net. I don't think there was anything on carryover to the last game, except when you get into those games where there's really good goaltending at both ends and your guy who's riding in the one hole comes in, you feel that intensity in these kind of games to be that good. You know what the game's going to look like. At the end of the day, that's a 2-0 game. It's 1-0 for the big chunk. If it's a 2-0 game tonight and we finish it off, same as kind of last night, it was a 1-0 game. The goaltender knows he's got to come in. He's going to have to be good in these games.
Paul, what have we learned, or what have you learned about your team in the context of the division in the last three games here?
I think we have a good understanding, maybe better than people around us, that this is going to be real tight and right to the wire. And this division is just too good. I think all of the next five spots for the playoffs are going to be Central Division teams. It's going to be a real fight for that spot, and it's not going away. This is going to take it right to April.
I know you don't like big picture, but 12-3-1. No,
I don't.
I know you don't. 12-3-1 at home. Going into the Christmas break, just can you speak to what your club's been able to start this year on inside this building?
Great building, right energy, especially when you don't feel like you have it. We also early on built that confidence that came from being, you know, reasonably rested. We're coming to the end of our toughest block of the year here. We'll play 12 of 18 on the road in this block. Home is a good place for us right now. The rotation's right off the bench, and we'll get a little bit better rested here, you know, once we get into early January, our schedule breaks. But you should be good at home in this building. You really should be. The crowd's energized right from the national anthem. You feed on that. You give them any reason to be excited, and then it buzzes all the way through the game.